It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Just like the new Congress, we're on our way to Washington this week. As Democrats prepare to take control, we're asking voters what's on their minds. We've been telephoning people who live along U.S. Route 50. One end of that road begins here in California, and the other extends past the U.S. Capitol and the White House.
In recent days, we met a California makeup artist, a Utah restaurant owner, a museum director in Missouri, and many more. Today, we're back at the phone with a map in front of us. We're in the center of the country. We're near the center of Illinois, and maybe that's symbolized by the fact that Route 50 passes near Centralia, Illinois, and its sister city nearby, Central City, Illinois. You go a little bit further east, and you reach Flora, Illinois, and that's where we found Dave Burt. Mr. Burt, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So what have you been doing today?
We've been hauling wheat to the elevator, and this was wheat that was grown this summer and contracted for January delivery.
And how's business?
We had a pretty good year farming. Our biggest problem this year was energy costs. Just escalated. When diesel fuel goes up and gasoline, fertilizer goes up right with it. And, of course, you know, it costs that much more not only to plant it and then harvest it, but just like today, we're hauling grain some 60 miles round trip, and you know, the fuel cost is definitely a big impact.
Maybe it's just time for you to get a job at Walmart.
No, this is good times, actually.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting times for the farm. But one of the things is I know that in the state of Illinois, for example, they're pushing the renewable fuels with ethanol, and I'm not so sure that for the health of the country that is what we should be doing in terms of burning food for fuel. So my hope would be that they would pass some initiatives to let us drill domestically for oil.
Well, now, Mr. Burt, you've got a Democratic Congress coming in. Democrats have talked about energy independence, but I'm not sure that their agenda is quite the same as yours necessarily. I think they're thinking more in terms of conservation than oil drilling.
Well, then the only other way that we're going to be able to conserve fuel is to raise gasoline to a price level where people quit using it recreationally, you know, which is going to hurt the economy, I think.
Well, what's the countryside like as you drive on east into Indiana, which is where we're going next?
The roads get better.
As soon as you cross the state line?
As soon as you cross the state line, I mean, it's like you've gone into a different world. Indiana's a pretty state.
Well, let's go right on over into Bedford, Indiana, which is where we found Gary Heichel, who's our next guest as we continue along Route 50. And, Mr. Heichel, we just heard a very complimentary description of your part of the state of Indiana. What's it like there?
It's kind of laid back. Good folks live here. I've only been here since March. I lived out in Springville, Indiana, which is out in the country, which kind of kept to myself pretty much with my music.
You're a musician?
Yeah, songwriter.
And we're near John Cougar Mellencamp territory there, I believe, aren't we?
Yeah, I was just by his place here last week and by his fence.
Now, did you closely follow last fall's election?
I had no idea. Time just slips away from me most of the time.
Did you vote?
Don't do that either. When I grew up in central Pennsylvania with my grandfather, the closest I got to politics was we had one of the Secret Service men, Davy Crouse, when the Nixon administration was going on, and I got to meet him, and he brought an autographed picture of Nixon up. That's as close as I've gotten to politics.
Do you never vote?
Never did.
Mm. Well, I got to tell you, you're in the majority.
I know I am, and I've been thinking about it. Maybe I get a little stupid and think, well, things have been going kind of good so far. They must be doing something right what they need me for, but I guess that could change.
Well, let's continue right along Route 50 here. Looks like we're going to get all tangled up in the Ohio River as we'll pass through Cincinnati, Ohio, and we'll end up in Milford, Ohio, which is where we found Jean Ackerman. Ms. Ackerman, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's Milford, Ohio like?
It's a small community, conservative, mostly small businesses, just friendly, outgoing, welcome.
What do you do for a living in Milford, Ohio?
My husband and I own a small retail meat market with a fudge kitchen inside, a catering department, a wine department, and then, of course, we have the largest amount of feet of fresh cut meat in southwestern Ohio.
Did you go and measure that?
My husband did.
How many feet?
I believe there's a little over 2,800.
That is a lot of feet of fresh cut meat.
Yes, it is.
I guess you must have some employees to help you keep track of 2,800 feet of meat.
Yes, we do. We have 15 employees.
Now, these 15 employees, do some of them have health insurance through you?
Yes, they do.
Is that costing you more and more?
Yes, it is. It's going up more and more. In fact, we have to reevaluate it every year. it's very difficult for a small business person.
Well, now, when you look at the Congress that's starting this week, are there any issues that might be before that Congress that would affect your business?
Yes. Sort of one main issue is the surcharge that the different purveyors charge for the fuel that they have to put into their trucks and that to deliver the product to us. So that kind of is a problem with us because then you have to tack it on to the consumer.
Are you a Republican, Ms. Ackerman?
I'm a registered Republican.
And you're in a state that has been Republican but that just elected a whole bunch of Democrats.
That's right.
Were you voting the Democratic lever this time?
I vote for the person. If the person shows me that they have good integrity, then I lean toward that person.
Well, Ms. Ackerman, as you know, we're talking to people along Route 50 here. Ever been to Masseyville?
Masseyville? I've never heard of Masseyville. I've heard of Massillon, but I've never Masseyville.
Well, let's go to Masseyville, Ohio, then, which is where we found Jackie Bachman, who's our next guest. Ms. Bachman, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening in to everybody else as we've gone along here. What do you do for a living?
I work at a mini-mart.
And I'm faintly hearing some traffic in the background. Could that actually be traffic from Route 50?
Yes, it is. Lots of traffic today. It's a beautiful day out, so people are getting out and enjoying it.
Now, can you see the gas price sign on the pumps outside from where you are?
Yes.
What are they saying today?
Today it is $2.35, $2.47, $2.57, and it has gone up twice today.
How can it go up twice in a day?
Lord only knows. I don't control it. They call us and tell us they've had another price change.
Does somebody have to go up on a ladder and change the numbers?
Yes, we do.
Are you the person who does that?
Most of the time.
You afraid of heights?
Yes. I don't like anything taller than me.
Well, I imagine you've been up there quite a lot in this past year as things
yes.
have gone up and down.
It can change from one day to the next, going up or down.
You know, there's nothing scientific about this survey of people along Route 50, but I've been amazed going through Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Three of our four interviews, concern about energy prices have come into it.
Yeah. Gas prices affect everyone.
What do you want Congress to do about energy prices?
Oh, I think Congress would do very well if they stopped worrying about their paycheck and started thinking about the people in this country. I mean, we have resources. We have oil fields in Alaska, and we don't utilize them to the people's best interest. Congress worries more about getting off for the holidays and how much money they're going to make on their pay raise rather than actually worrying about the issues and what the people of this country need.
Well, now, as costly as it would be to take the drive for real, we are continuing on this journey on Route 50 toward Washington as we prepare for Congress to return this week, and we're next going to follow it into West Virginia. Has anybody here taken the drive that far?
We have. My husband and I do this quite often.
Oh, Gene Ackerman, you will?
Yes.
What's it like out that way?
It's hilly, and it's pretty.
Well, I can't wait to get there tomorrow, and I've enjoyed talking with Dave Burt of Flora, Illinois, Gary Heichel of Bedford, Indiana, Gene Ackerman of Milford, Ohio, and Jackie Bachman of Masseyville, Ohio. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And everybody was at work and nobody got fired, so that's good.
Well, maybe they'll fire me. Maybe I can retire.
And there's some other good conversations to be heard along Route 50. If you'd like to hear them, you can go to npr.org.